Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Sweat Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It blows my mind that someone would get offended over this. And I'm sure this has happened to other people. But if some of you are like me, sometimes you just have a really hard time remembering people's names.
No, such a hard time. It's so bad.
Especially people you haven't seen in well over 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. But what happened last night was, I walked up the street, I put an order in for pickup at this restaurant that I frequent, and while I was there, I was standing at the bar paying for my order, and this girl comes up and taps me on the shoulder, and she's got the biggest smile on her face, Breeze.
Okay.
Mind you, I'm just dead in the eyes.
Literally, right? Literally tunnel vision.
I don't know.
Keep it pushing.
I have no idea who this girl is. Nobody I recognize.
Okay.
She goes, hello. I reply with, hi.
You have your food at this point or no?
No, I'm waiting for it at the bar. And she goes, oh my God, are you effing kidding me? You really don't know who I am. Now I'm pissed because A, I'm hangry. B, you're making a scene in a bar in front of people that I like to go to.
Yeah.
And I don't know who you are. Like, why? What makes you think I should know who you are?
Right.
I already had a problem with this girl's attitude. So she gets offended because I don't know her name. She does not look familiar to me, you know?
Okay.
So she throws her hands up in the air and says, wow, and walks away. Just, wow. So I leave the restaurant. So later last night, I get a message notification, and it's from the same girl.
Oh, okay.
And the message reads, do you forget about all the women you've dated in the past?
Oh.
Kind of offended you don't remember me. So clearly,
he has never seen this woman in my life. Living in the same bed with her.
Clearly, it's the same person from earlier.
Yes.
And I look at this picture, and I remember vaguely, like this girl is someone I used to casually date from back in 2009. This is a long time ago.
Okay.
So I write her back, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't remember you, but you don't even have the same hair color you did in 2009. You look completely different.
He goes, lots of things have changed since I left. Yeah.
But it's true. You look nothing 15 like
years ago.
15, 16 years ago. You're honestly offended I don't remember who you are. And I didn't want to tell her this, but she wasn't really a memorable person.
Oh, God.
She wasn't. It's not like she impacted my life in any way. Why would I remember you? I just remember her being super drama, and that's it.
Oh, dear.
And that was it. And I was just so offended that she was upset.
You were offended that she was offended.
Big time.
A lot of offense.
She has no reason. Who would have a reason at that point to be offended?
Well, I mean,
it's been 16 years. You look nothing like you do.
Well, that's
from 16 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably a tough pill to swallow for her, because she maybe is self-conscious about it. Maybe she's hyper fixated or aware of her looks. I don't know. I don't know her personally. And it doesn't sound like I'm going to be introduced to her by you anytime soon.
No, you weren't missing anything.
So
it wasn't like, hey, we were in this committed relationship. It was more of like, it was a fling.
Like how many dates?
It's not like I introduced her to my family.
How many dates?
It's hard to say. We were like hanging out for like maybe 5-6 months.
5-6 years. No, no worries whatsoever. Because we only
it's like
almost,
5-6 months.
Only almost bought a house together.
I was pissed that she was that upset with me. Like, how dare you? I'm like, the last time I spoke to you was maybe 16 years ago.
Well,
I was just dead in the eyes, Breeze. Dead in the eyes.
I think it is a little different because, like, obviously, people know you more than you know them because of the nature of our job and things like that. And she probably was just waiting to run into you for the past 2 years you've been home, 2.5 years.
I don't know about that.
And the shot came and went, and you were like,
never,
Jessica?
Never
She's
seen
like, my
you
name's out. Pam. Yeah, that's... I mean, by the way, what was her name? No.
I don't remember.
Instagram. Literally Instagram messages.
This is what I'm talking about. It's just not, it didn't affect me in any way. All right. She was very nice, but I don't remember. She didn't really play a huge role in my life. Years back, I went on a first date to a comedy club, and my friends were all there. And I had to introduce this girl to everyone. And for whatever reason, my brain froze. And I just...
You were actively on a date with her.
Yeah, this was the first date.
Yeah.
So I brought her in there, and all my friends are in there in the lobby. And I just could not, for the life of me, remember her name. So I had to introduce her as my friend.
Oh, my God.
It was so awkward. And I still think about that today. Like, man, that was... That was tough. She called me out on it, too.
Yeah.
So she pulls me aside and she goes, you forgot my name. I said, no, I did not. She goes, what is it? What's my name? I was like, what are the odds I'm going to get this right?
Right.
It's like...
Bertha?
Yeah, I wasn't even close.
Turns out this is very much so a you problem, and the girl who came up to you is in her right. I'm actually team her. I'm team her.
I don't know. I was the one who was pissed.
You are just offended that somebody was offended. That's exactly what happened. And you know what?
Well, because you have no right. Like, there's so many.
She was excited to see you.
You possibly can't tell me that if somebody from your past 16 years ago, that's the first time you're seeing them in almost 2 decades, and they walked up, tapped you on the shoulder, and was like, Breezy, you're going to remember exactly the time, the place, the name of how you met this person in your relationship? You're not.
No, but I'm way better at faking things than you. You're like, what are you? I'm like, oh my God, hey, you.
I was bothered.
How are you?
No, I can't fake it like that. I can't.
And that's the difference between you and I.
Who are these people messaging in? Let's go to, has this happened to you guys before? 585-252-9800. Moose, don't feel bad. If she was an important part of your life, you would have remembered. Yes, thank you. I have purposely erased the names of anyone I've ever dated because they all suck.
Oh, my God.
Crystal gets it. Crystal gets it.
Tell me you're growing from your past relationships without telling me you're growing from your past relationships. She goes, honestly, locked them all in the vault. Never thought about them again.
My wife and I have a system to handle situations where I forget someone's name. If we're out somewhere and we run into someone whose name I've forgotten, my wife knows I forgot because I won't introduce her straight away. And so she will introduce herself and we'll joke about me being rude for not doing introductions.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. Yeah, well, that must be
somebody,
nice.
You need to have somebody on your side.
Right.
You're single, lonely, you know.
Jeez. thank you. Jesus.
Wait. Time out. Did she work there?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, she didn't have a name tag on?
No, nothing.
Oh, well.
Nothing at all. So years back, I was dating a flight attendant for Virgin Air. I don't know what it was. Delta, American, who cares?
Spirit.
And she always wore a name tag because she was always in uniform.
Right.
And she called me out one day. She's like, you realize that's not my name. You're calling me by the wrong name. And I got offended. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You never received any of your mail. I can't tell your full name. She goes, I've worn a name tag every time I've ever been with you.
I know. I was going to say stick to girls with name tags only, but it sounds like you can't even read them.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Peace, my mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Utility crews have been working to restore power across Ontario, Seneca, and Livingston counties who experienced some pretty bad power outages. Hundreds of homes in the Finger Lake regions are without power. And as of the latest update here, there's over 2,400 customers in Monroe County. Quite a few of these homes are in Webster. Almost 897 customers in Ontario County still without power. But crews have been working around the clock to restore service to all of these affected areas. Some residents in Ontario County got hit really hard. There was saw it on the news earlier, gigantic tree fell in the Avon Cemetery, destroyed a whole bunch of burial plots, a couple of tombstones. The thing was massive. There was talks of tornado warnings in some areas yesterday in certain counties. And, you know, I think a lot of us sometimes when we hear that, us.
Yeah.
People panic.
Right.
We all got that one mom.
Take shelter.
That's what this woman that I live with.
In the basement. I don't have a basement.
This woman in my apartment building went out of her way to make signs, and she posted them to the inside of the elevator that said, be on the lookout, take shelter, tornado warning.
Right.
I'm like, what? Come on. Well, first of all, we live dead center in the city.
Right.
And there are some areas that got hit hard, don't get me wrong, but I think she just panicked too much.
Yeah. So I was on the phone with my parents last night, and Canandaigua was like a hailstorm.
Yeah.
Like in July. Remember that hailstorm? Ugh.
Oh, my God. There's still some people trying to get insurance money for their vehicles.
I know. Like, what's going on here?
If you do need to report any outages, I mean, obviously you can do so by going on the RG&E's website. But they are working to take care of that as we speak. So, coming up, we got a PSA from a listener by the name of Tony, who says there will no longer be any more slumber parties at his home. And some of these parents are to blame. Coming up, we'll share Tony's message, and we'll ask how many of you listening think parents allowing their kids to do this at a sleepover is beyond rude. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. We think he's saying step or stab. We're not really 100% sure.
It's really unclear at this point.
It really is. We have a PSA from a listener by the name of Tony. And he's got to get this off his chest. But how many of you listening also take your kids to sleepovers? And kids have come over to your house and done the exact same thing they did to Tony. Is it rude? Here's the message. Hey, guys, this message is a PSA for parents who think it's okay to do this sort of thing. And it's not. And it was a rude awakening. I think when it comes to slumber parties for my son at our home, we are officially done. Mm. My son wanted to have a slumber party, so we invited a small group of friends that he usually hangs with. Half the kids brought devices, iPads, or a Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
They're not playing together. Everyone's doing something different.
Right.
Yet, they're all trying to simultaneously corral other friends into doing their thing. One kid had been staring at his Switch playing a game, and I had to check on him a few times just to make sure he was breathing. What is this? This is not what I expected to happen.
Yeah.
And shame on me for not saying, leave your devices at home, please. This is our first party like this, and probably our last. I think most of us can remember a time where, yeah, maybe we were playing Nintendo all night with our friends, but at least
You're doing it together.
Yeah, and we talked to each other.
Right.
And there was engagement.
Like, at this point, these kids, like, are on their devices, plus they have, like, headphones on. They're not there.
Yeah, so
They're not present.
He ends the message with, hey, parents, don't do this to other people. It sucks. How many of you have been in a position like the one our friend Tony has been in? I guess I would like to know, what I'd like to know is how many parents have a no device rule in place when other kids come over to spend the night with your son or daughter? 585-252-9800. Is it rude?
I don't think so at all. I mean, like, my house, my rules, if you don't want to be here and you can't be without your Switch or whatever it is.
No, is it rude for other parents to allow their kids to bring over all these devices to someone else's house?
No, it is if the boundary's set and they're like, hey, we just like don't do that here. When my child has friends over, they have friends over to play with a friend. I'm not a babysitting service.
Right.
I'm not, you can't just dump your kids here and have them be a bump on the log on my couch and they're not actually playing with my kid. And you're feeding into that by allowing them to bring insert gaming console here.
It looks odd. It looks weird. It looks rude. However, I can also see why some other parents would think they're doing this guy a favor.
Like in the sense of, well, my kid's not bothering you, so what does it matter to you? But I was actually just at happy hour last night, and I was talking to my friend, my best friend.
She was on her iPad?
And her husband is like a gamer, obviously like 31 years old. And when his friends come over, they just all watch one person play.
Yeah, kids
are crazy.
You know,
and he's a full-fledged adult.
They all just watch. I took an 8-hour road trip with my buddy and his son. His son sat in the back seat. And you know what they do? They watch on YouTube other people playing the game. That's all they want to do. I'm like, don't you want to play?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. They like to watch other people play.
I don't know if it's like a...
That was never me.
Technique to like get better? I don't know.
Kids love it. They love some of these YouTube videos of just watching people play.
Right.
Let's get to some of your messages. This individual says, next time, you got to set a no device rule beforehand. Because my kids' friends' parents are usually relieved when I say no screens at our sleepover.
Right.
Plan some actual activities. And like, you know, for us, we did fort building and flashlight tag at my son's last birthday, and the kids had a blast.
Big fort building energy.
See, now you got to actually start coming up with ideas and activities.
I think what is so rare about this is this parent isn't like a lazy parent that cuts corners and takes the easy way out. They're actually concerned about the kid, screen time, what that's doing to their brain, things like that. Because there's so many people that would be like, eh, whatever. They're out of my hair. Good with me.
Carol says, why are you upset at the other parents? They did nothing wrong. I'm sure when you go to dinner with your friends, you're glued to your phone.
Right.
Some kids have ADHD when in a setting with other kids, and sometimes the device is a distraction.
It's always the ADHD. It's always the ADHD and the ADD. We can't just blame everything on...
It always comes up at least once.
Self-diagnosed disabilities. You know what I mean?
Nancy says, I'm floored. I'm absolutely floored, you guys. My son is 8, and we've had a million play dates and a number of sleepovers. No child has ever brought a device into my home. Not once. Maybe it's a regional/culture thing. I don't know if it's any of those. I think it's just kids being addicted to, you know, their devices.
But I don't know. When I went over to sleepovers or friends' houses, I always took something back from that, right? So in the sense of I would go to my friend's house and their pantries would always be stacked with the best snacks.
Oh, stop.
And my parents, like, didn't buy snacks. Like, we were kind of a buy as needed household, not for like any other sense of the word than they didn't go grocery shopping weekly. They would stop at what do we need for dinner? I'll stop at Wegmans. Like that's how
that's
I grew
meat.
Up.
That's meat.
So
today.
When I was at a friend's house and they're absolutely stocked to the nines with gushers and snacks,
Doritos.
I go home. We need to do this. We're never going to be doing this.
Nutter butter bars.
So maybe I'm in the sense of that I'm taking away, like, maybe the kid can take away, hey, like, I really did like playing tag, or I really did like doing whatever activity it was that they have in place at the slumber party.
Yeah. Vanessa says, my daughter has friends sleep over all the time, and they're all 11 and 12. And I encourage them to bring their phone. I encourage them to bring their devices. Because what are parents complaining about? It's a slumber party. This is what kids do.
Right.
Do you really want to sit there and entertain them the entire night? No, thank you.
No.
No, it sounds like Vanessa just wants some peace and quiet.
She's like,
so she can have an Arbor Mist and watch her programs.
She's like, I will literally buy you an Xbox. Take it home with you.
I'll get to last one more here that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I have this fight time and time again. And even play dates that bring their own Oculus. Virtual reality. I started the rule that summer that no devices are allowed in our home. If it's summer and a friend is coming over, you guys are going outside.
Right.
You have to be outside.
You got to go outside. Or else.
Until the street lights come on. So you got to set the rule. But thanks for the PSA there this morning, Tony, for Parental Confidential.
We get it, Tone Dog. We really do.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.